somebody just listens, you know, while you're talking all the time. And all
makes
that.
You feel better, even though they've not offered a comment.
Yes, and yeah. They were sort of saying, like, when I was working and passed by there, Dick said, oh, come on, we're going to have a pint and then I'll be talking all that. And just somewhere where I said, oh, it's nice to see you, you know, and then maybe half a year you don't see anybody with me there, you know. And that's, you know.
Do you think you'd be sad if you saw them now? Would you like to remember how they were?
Well, I'm not sad, I mean, they're old probably now, you know, deteriorated, basically, you know, because they were not, you know. Also, she was a very, you know, very up and go.
What did she do for a job there?
She used to work in a, I think, must be an insurance company in Victoria Station somewhere. And she worked there all her life. And I don't know why she's retired now. When they have a Christmas party or something, they still invite her now.
That's nice.
Yeah, she was good there. So they're still inviting her there now. But then now...
Are they actually married?
Yes. But they had a very sort of very separate. You know, he cooked for himself and she cooked for herself.
But they are actually
and the
married.
Kitchen was not bigger. Well, they haven't got a kitchen. It's just a little more.
But they are married.
But it, when you see her, you would think she is very... She is very asked about the sort of... and the material seems to really matter to her, you see. This was, she just had bad luck with her leg. That was when she was a young girl. Never ever. It hit her right in the side. You know when people used to go on off the old train, they opened the doors and then she gave the train, came to a certain stop and the door slammed in there, the corner slammed in her seat. And it never ever healed up. Sort of
ladies and gentlemen, in a few moments time we're arriving into Reading Station, our next station start waiting. Passengers leaving the train at this station, please make sure you have all your personal belongings with you. Please take great care and mind the gap between the train and the platform. Also have tickets and passes ready, please, as barriers and checks will be in operation here at Reading. Also, please do not attempt to open train doors until we have come to a complete stand within the platform area. Change here for connection through to Newbury, Bedwyn, Guildford, Basingstoke. Red Air link through to Heathrow Airport, Red link through to Gatwick. Connections through to Waterloo, South West Trains, and services through to Dicker Parkway and Oxford. Running in a few moments' time, thank you.
But he, Dick was only interested all his life in plane shares. Plane shares through the paper, you know, done that in the morning. And then in the afternoon, from 1 o'clock or so, he made himself ready. He was teaching. And he had about 8 people. And he played Mozart, Beethoven. He's Beethoven fanatic.
Yeah.
Beethoven fanatic. And I feel so weird. But strange enough, I mean, if you.
Bye.
Bye.
Safe journey.
Yeah.
You take care.
Yeah.
According to my bottom, I should be getting off now as well.
You take care.
Lovely.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Lives in Sweden.
That's Sweden.
He gets another train.
Are you on holiday or what?
Seems like
we're
going back
all the time. You see, when you read the story about Beethoven, you know, he lived for Beethoven. You know, Beethoven, he played the woods. Germany and then from Stuttgart to Munich, and they were very poor farming. death after he was writing his fourth symphony.
His the one that made it famous?
No, his fourth symphony, which Beethoven wrote, his fourth symphony, which Beethoven wrote, he never heard himself. He never could hear it. And now it was his most famous piece.
He never got to hear it?
No. Because he became deaf.
Really?
And this is most famous piece for symphony. and he never heard it.
That's sad, isn't it? It's got deaf
in it. Well, you get deaf enough to look after yourself. He was sleeping on the street. Has feeling on you, or like mom going out. Irresponsible. Then wash your hair down in the sink and then put your head on, you know. We are zipping to be warm, isn't it? I can't believe it, when I was in London all those years, it was just jumping on from the tube to the train, from the train to the air, from there to there. Germany once. Yeah, went to Germany for once. Went to Germany for once. Yeah, 4 weeks, wasn't it? It cost me £17, £7 return from Victoria Station. From Victoria Station to Ostend. From Victoria Station to Dover, from Dover to Ostend.
What, by ferry?
Yes, and then from Ostend, Aachen, Cologne, Frankfurt am Main.
£7?
Yeah, return. Then. And then when Tommy came, Fina's mother brought Tommy on the ferry in Ostend, and I collected him on the station. And when I went on the station, I brought him back again. I brought him back to Dover. Then I asked people in the train if they could look after him, to bring him through the transit onto the ship. And she collected them in Ostend, coming off the boat. But he was sitting in the carriage, and I brought him, and I asked the people, do you mind looking after him, or do you bring him onto the ship? And they did. £70 return. And I was saying, and I was so tired, and in Frankfurt am Main, it normally arrived about 10 o'clock. I was so tired, I was falling asleep. And they cleaned all the train out and all that, and I was on the way back to Ostend.
They wake you up?
No, she's letting me sleep. And I was on the way back, 2 hours back to Ostend. I had to go back to us again. It was one of my language earlier on then. And then when my grandfather died in Berlin, I went from Lausanne to Frankfurt am Main. I couldn't do something there. And you know, you sit in those compartments, in Frankfurt am Main, had I some 15 minutes, station in Frankfurt am Main before it pulled out in Berlin. In those 15 minutes, I left everything in the compartment. The overboard, the clothes, my suitcase and everything. And a telephone from the station. So I went by for the mile.
We walked towards the front.
On the way to Berlin.
Passengers joining the service.